Good morning, and welcome to Traveling with Francois, coming to you live from the Four Diamond Atlantis Casino in historic, with a modern twist, Reno, Nevada. Now, it's been 30 years since my last visit to Reno. Cowboys still thrive, and now, so does the Wi-Fi generation. Quickly becoming known as the special events capital of the world, that's right, it's Reno, Nevada. I'm Francoise, your host for the next 2 hours of information, guests, all sorts of crazy things. And where are we right now? We are in the ground floor here at the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa. The sports book is on my right. The lounge area is on my left. The slot machines are right in front of me, so I can't play and do the show at the same time. So you are definitely going to be hearing some background noise. We are right in the middle of the action here. I see the races to my right over here, and of course, you know how casinos go. There's already a lot going on here. Now, if you want to go to the website to see where I am, you can go just head on over to visitrenotahoe.com. And if you want to see pictures of the Atlantis Casino, you can go to atlantiscasino.com. It is a resort and spa. It is a beautiful facility. It is a four diamond facility, and let me tell you, it lives up to its four diamond status easily. Now, Ms. Valley Harvey, she is back in the control room. Good morning, Valley.
Hi, Francois. Sounds like a lot is happening there.
A lot. Can you hear any of the background noise, Valley? Can you hear any of the sports book? There's no race going off right now, but can you just maybe hear the slot machines or anything?
I can hear a little hustle and bustle, but...
Okay, well, we have some great guests lined up. We're going to talk about the rodeo that's in town. You can't talk about Reno without talking about a little bit of the history and cowboys. I mean, hey, this was one time the divorce capital of the world, and they had saloons and gunfights and tattoo parlors, but let me tell you, that has all changed. Yesterday, I spent the afternoon in downtown Reno. They have a big blues festival going on. I was by the Truckee River. I have been posting some photos on Facebook. And so I've been really, really having a great time here in Reno, more so than you just never know, because several people had said to me, Francoise, it's been 20 years, and last time I was in Reno, there was nothing there to do. Well, there's a lot to do now, and I'm going to prove it to you. I am proud to say our banner with Money Radio and Traveling with Francoise is hanging right next to me, right here in the middle of the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa. So, well, I think let's get going. Now, on KESQ Channel 3, I wasn't there, but I'll be back next week with a look at my adventure here in Reno. Now, my trip got off to a great start on the 15 freeway. In fact, I tell you what, I didn't hit any traffic, only road construction in one spot. It was $3.95 all the way once I got over through Adelanto, and it's about 500 miles. You don't have to drive. You can easily fly. We'll talk about the airport that's here, international airport that they have here in Reno, flights coming in and out all day long. But I decided to drive, and I just love the drive. I did miss Carson City and Virginia City. I'm hoping to go there today, but I really think that should be an entirely different show, because there is so much going on here in Reno, Nevada, and so much that you can see and do and experience, as well as gamble a little bit now. What have I been doing? Well, I played some golf at Lake Ridge Golf Course. I had a loamy massage right here at the Atlantis Spa. And let's see, I had dinner at the Bistro Napa, which is inside the Atlantis. What did I do last night? Yesterday I went over to downtown Reno and was wandering around the Riverwalk area by the Truckee River. It's beautiful. I posted some photographs on Facebook, travelingwithfrancoise.com, and also on Francoise Road, so you can take a look at that. They have spent over $1 billion revamping Reno. Fresh, new buildings, new apartments, new stores, upscale dining, arts and culture, just all sorts of things happening here in Reno. And let me tell you, it really reminds me of the Valley when the Coachella Valley decided to give itself a facelift. Well, that's what Reno has done, and the dollars have been well spent, because I see all ages here. It certainly is not a retirement community anymore. Just hustle bustle, and I really, really like that. So, let's see. They spent $1 billion. They've been reinventing themselves. In fact, their new tagline is All Seasons, 1,000 Reasons. So they're going to give you 1,000 reasons why you should come to Reno, Nevada. Here are a few facts about Reno, Nevada, Summer Historic. And like I say, gone are the cowboys to a point. Gone are the saloons, the tattoo parlors. That's all a bygone era. Reno is located at the base of the eastern slope of the Sierra Nevada, about 13 miles east of the Nevada-California state line. And I have seen more California plates here than I have plates from Nevada. Everywhere I go, there are California plates. Population is over 400,000. The elevation here in Reno is about 4,500 feet. It is more of a dry climate. I know some people yesterday were talking about humidity. I know what dry climate is, and this is really a very, very pleasant climate up here. Reno averages more than 300 days of sun each year. Today is a little bit overcast. In fact, they're talking about showers. But the last 3 days, I arrived on Thursday, have been crystal clear, beautiful weather. We're talking in the 70s. Of course, everyone's wearing shorts and short sleeve shirts. And just in the morning, it's in the 63 degrees or so. Just so pleasant. Very, very pleasant weather. Now, of course, you get about 300 days of sunshine. They're going to get a little snow, you know, just a little bit in the winter. Not a whole lot. They have the Reno Tahoe International Airport, which is very close to the Atlantis here. They are also served by Amtrak, the Sierra Nevada Stage Lines, Greyhound, Frontier Travel, and major national car rental agencies all right here in Reno. So any way you come to Reno, whether it's fly, drive, hitchhike, no matter. When you get here, they have all sorts of transportation to take care of you, including, you know, the train. I think a train trip to Reno would be so much fun. Let's see what else. We covered, there's a lot of historic buildings here. Yesterday I saw the Washoe County Courthouse. They have the Maples Hotel. Many of these buildings are on Virginia Street, so I was cruising up and down Virginia Street because I still want to see a little bit of the past. As much as I love the future, I still enjoy seeing the old buildings, and they just have so such a character to them that you don't normally see. And we, in all the newer cities, we just don't see them. So that is what I did yesterday. I've been very, very busy having a great time. Now, the Atlantis right here, the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa, is a four-diamond resort, casino resort. It is located on Virginia Street. And again, it's very, very close to the airport, to the golf courses, to just about anything you want to do. I am broadcasting live from the casino floor right here. The sports book is on my right. Like I said, the lounge is on my left. The casino slot machines are right in front of me. The poker room is a little farther away. And it is bustling here at, beautiful morning. Beautiful morning here in Reno. What else do I want to? There's so much that I want to tell you. That I really want to make sure that I don't miss anything. Now, if you do miss any part of the show, remember the show is podcast on Money Radio 1200. You can go to the website and also on travelingwithfrancoise.com, which I will have a page, of course, after this trip, a feature page with links to everywhere I've been so you can go there and check it out before you make your trip to Reno. And I'm still getting some emails. Some of you are saying, I was just there. I love it. Other yous are saying, it has been 20 years. Come on, Francoise, has it changed that much? Yes, it has. And here's a tip for those of you who are driving. The weather is so cool at night. I guarantee you that the tire pressure light will come on in your car. Mine always does. Every time I travel somewhere where it's very cool, right down the street from the Atlantis is Les Schwab Tire Center. And I want to mention this because they were so nice to me. I drove in there yesterday morning. There was another gal in there as well. Same issue. The guys were laughing. They checked all the tires. And because our heat, and we tend to keep the air pressure in our tires a little bit lower in the desert because of the expansion of the tires. But the guys said they were really low. They filled all my tires. Wouldn't take a dime. They said, have a great trip. So now if you do have that issue, just go right down about a minute away to Les Schwab Tire Center, and they will take care of your tires for you. Really, really nice guys over there. I'm so used to that tire pressure light coming on now. It's just, there we go. I can almost just guarantee I could gamble on it. There you go. I could make a wager that my tire pressure light will come on when I am in colder weather. All right, Reno, Nevada, special events capital of the world. Also, all seasons, 1,000 reasons to visit Reno. You can easily go to the website, visitrenotahoe.com, to find out all the information there is, what you need to know about visiting Reno, Nevada. All right, on that note, Ms. Valley, I think we're going to step away, and we have a cowboy. He has the hat, the belt buckle, the boots. He has it all going on. The rodeo is in town. We're going to find out a little bit about the rodeo, why it's here. Maybe we'll talk. Maybe he knows a little bit about the past. I'm going to dig. I'm going to ask those questions. So we have Steve Schroeder joining us from the PRCA Professional Rodeo Circuit, coming to you from Reno, Nevada, live right here, Reno, Nevada, at the Atlantis Casino. I'm traveling with Francoise. We will be right back.
Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Search for My Money Radio. Money Radio 1200.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh tantalizing dishes you've come to love, or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565, or visit our website at mytiesmile.com.
There's only one place in the valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. They've been serving the golf community since 1961. Come and see what's new for the 2012-2013 season. They offer a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection in the valley of club cars and Yamaha. They are your one-stop shop for all of your golf car needs. They're located in Rancho Mirage on Highway 111. Give them a call, 760-346-5661, or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at eldc-car.com.
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today, and thank you.
Do you know what makes me smile? Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage, offering lunch, dinner, and takeout for over 8 years to locals and visitors. Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage is open daily, serving all of your favorites from Pad Thai to Red Mountain. So let Thai Smile in Rancho Mirage put a smile on your face. Located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and 111. Reservations are suggested, so please call 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit their website at mytiesmile.com.
Listen to the Financial Review with Sinclair Noe tomorrow afternoon at 4 on Money Radio 1200.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Reno, Nevada. We are at the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa. Now, I talked about a little bit of the history. Of course, we know this is a cowboy town. It's never going to get, it should never, Reno should never get away from its cowboy roots because they're so exciting as part of our history in America. And joining us right now is Steve Schroeder. He is with the Reno Rodeo. Welcome to Traveling with Francoise.
It's great to be here. Thanks so much for having us on.
Well, you have the big silver belt buckle, the boots, the western shirt, the western hat. You are ready for the rodeo. That is
I am.
Town.
And Reno is ready for this rodeo as well.
So now tell us about the rodeo here. Is this the first time it's been in town? Is this an annual event? Tell us what's going on here with the Reno Rodeo.
That's a great question. The Reno Rodeo started in 1919.
Wow.
Yep. And back then it was Charles Mapes Sr. A lot of people remember the Mapes Casino. And he and several fathers of this community put it together downtown. It was to draw folks to come off the ranches. In fact, it took about 3 hours if you were down here in the Atlantis area to get on your wagon and get downtown. They'd raise money, put on the rodeo, and give it back to the community and encourage business people to support the businesses along the Virginia corridor. So that since, we only had a 3-year break during World War II. We're in our 94th year.
Wow.
We're a multi-million dollar nonprofit organization with only 2 full-time staff members, 500 volunteers. We have over 700 professional cowboys and cowgirls that come through in the course of 10 days, vying for over about $600,000 in prize money on their way, if they win, to get down to Las Vegas, which is the national finals rodeo.
So this is not just a local competition. You have the regular PRCA professional rodeo circuit. This is a certified rodeo. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah.
It's a really unique combination. It is a wonderful special event that kicks off the summer special event season for Reno and Sparks. We call it, you know, the summer starts with the first horsepower, the horse. And then it ends with horsepower, which is, you know, the air races and the hot August nights, and we've got the street vibrations.
So are you a resident here in Reno?
Yes.
Oh, you are? Okay, perfect. I didn't know.
Long-time resident.
Well, we're going to talk about that as well. So now the rodeo, I know they kicked off with a ride. Don't they have a cattle ride that goes, if I caught that on the news, I came in on
you
Thursday.
You should go on it next year.
The cattle ride down the street?
Yeah.
There,
it starts 50 miles north of Reno, 300 head of cattle, and 50 people that are our guests that have never ridden a horse or driven a cattle before, and it's exactly, if your vision, the movie City Slickers. So that is exactly what happens. People want that bucket list moment in their life to be on a cattle drive. They drive them all the way down. They basically herd the cattle in a real sense.
Uh-huh.
It's very authentic, except for the amount of food and fun at the campsite. And then they enter into Reno and drive the cattle down the street. It kicks off the Reno Rodeo.
How fun. I mean, like I say, I know that Reno now is really becoming they had the $1 billion renovation. It's very hip, very trendy. The Wi-Fi generation is here. I see all generations here. But again, like I say, to have this rodeo since 1919 and to keep that tradition going, and as you say, you're raising funds for local organizations, I think it just fits so well with Reno, and I'm glad you're keeping it alive.
Well, thank you. It's we've seen changes come along, as you had said. You know, when I grew up in the area, and Reno was an old casino town, and people come up from the Bay Area and spend their paychecks and go home on a train. And it's grown into a wonderful, viable community beyond. It's grown into a great business community, a great foodie community. I'm a foodie, and I've seen some great changes here in our community. But, you know, in the mid-2000s, we saw the boom and the bust of Silicon Valley and the great real estate boom, and people sold their houses and moved to Reno because they wanted that new lifestyle for their family. Tahoe presents an entire wonderful vacation getaway right at our back door. I mean, my house is right up as the last line before the mountains. I get out, go walk outside, and head up into the mountains for my morning walk. I mean, we're really blessed to have this. But in seeing that crowd, the rodeo has not changed in its performance, how the cowboys and the sport and so forth. But the crowd has changed, you know. We've seen it gone from, you know, the people that come from the ranch that are working ranching families that wear their Wranglers and their boots and jeans to a lot of Tommy Bahamas and flip-flops, a lot of families with kids. We are a family event. It's a wonderful family event. All the money we raise, we give back to this community. That's how Reno works. You know, you put on a special event, you raise the money, and then we help support. We support 40 children's charities. We support 1,800 children that are in foster care. We support 60 kids per month that are taken into protective custody at no fault of their own, that have to live in a facility and have no clothing. We give 25 scholarships to University of Nevada, Reno. We just donated $92,000 to a playground project for a school. So we really care about the community, and we love it. We put on a rodeo for 10 days, and we ask the community, you know, buy a ticket and sponsor us with the business. 355 days of the year, we start working on the next one, and we give money back, and we support this community every day of the year. So I feel proud to be a part of it.
Well, you know, it should be. I know there's some, and I'm going to say this real briefly because it's the truth. There's always an activist or two out there.
Sure.
However, I used to train horses within the horse scene. Let me tell you, folks, a cowboy's cow and his horse, that's more important almost than the wife. I mean,
that's a true statement.
It's true. I mean, that is your livelihood. That is your world. And those animals are your pride and joy. I mean, they get the best of everything. So the people that might not really understand what a rodeo is about, it's just phenomenal. Explain now what's going to happen. The rodeo's in town 10 days.
Yes.
Tell us the type of events that are going on at the rodeo.
Well, in a traditional sense, it has your barrel racing, your saddle bronc, your bareback steer wrestling, and your bull riding. So when you come to the rodeo, we've added additional things to make it fun. They call it mutton busting, where little kids get to ride a sheep in the arena, and that's a big deal to them, and it's a crowd favorite. During the week, beyond just the rodeo performances in the evening, you know, we put on the world's richest amateur team roping, one day, $1 million.
Wow.
We put on a professional team roping event, $900,000 payout just in one day. We put on an all-women's team roping event that's about $200,000 in earned winnings. We've got cow dog competitions, wiener dog races. We put on so many events during the course of this week that the equestrian lifestyle, the Western lifestyle, is maintained and it's performed in a competition sense. And there's a huge carnival that takes place, families, a food court, so it has all these activities. And we'll get about 150,000 people to come down through the gates over 10 days.
Wow.
And we'll do a great job trying to take care of them, make sure they have a great time as our guests.
That's
and
okay.
Then send them on their way and just keep promoting the rodeo so that, well, in December, we are able to purchase clothes for over 2,000 children in foster care and give that, you know, take care of our community.
And with us, folks, is Steve Schroeder. He is with the Reno Rodeo here. That is his life, his world. He's, like I said, he'll be starting as soon as this one is finished in 10 days. He will begin on next year's event. Now, let's talk a little bit about the equestrian community here in Reno.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you just want to think, because you have, I mean, endless trails, the mountain, it just looks, even though you don't see horses and wagons going down the street anymore, you did for the rodeo, but there is an equestrian community.
Yes.
That it's a wonderful area for the horse lovers.
Well, Reno still has its roots in the agrarian society. Even though we have urbanized downtown, mm-hmm. you can see the pockets in the outreach as you drive through neighborhoods where there's home, condo, apartment complex, pasture. And you're in the middle of, you know, a central zone where there's a school and community and family. We haven't changed from that, and we're not seeing that go away as fast as we thought we would. But those are our roots. You know, when you think of, if you're on the road and you're driving up to Montreux for RTO, and you head up and there's this place called Callahan Ranch. Callahan Ranch is a sixth-generation family that came here before this was a state. And consequently, Mr. Callahan, who's the fifth generation, was president of the Reno Rodeo 2 years ago. That, knowing the geography, the history, and the families that have been here that have settled to help make this, one, a great community, and two, a wonderful place that still has those moments of history. You know, it's still a big deal for kids. I worked with a program with the Department of Agriculture. You take kids on a field trip. Where's milk come from? The store. So when you drive kids, it's still fascinating to children here in the Reno area that you could take them out and say, hey, there's a pasture. Whoa, there's a cow. And, of course, they've got to say moo and make the cow moo back. But
yeah.
Those roots and being able to touch a horse. We do a book drive with children in schools. We have 42 schools that we support, and we give over 30,000 books a year in a literacy project. We bring horses out in this special event, and to see these children in these at-risk schools come up and a horse, and they reach up and they want to pet the horse and touch the horse and talk to the horse. It's not a part of their world anymore. I hope it stays.
That's priceless. I mean, it really is.
Yeah.
I mean, just what you said too about the cow, that the milk comes from a store.
Exactly.
I mean, priceless is.
So we have some education to do.
So now the location of the Reno Rodeo right now is happening at the Livestock Arena. Did I say that correctly?
Well,
and I frankly tried to get over there the other day. I did go over there by the arena. There was so much going on during the day.
Yes.
I mean, it's just a hustle and bustle, but it's very easy to get to from all points of Reno.
It's right in the middle of Reno. Middle. It's on the north end. It's right near University of Nevada, Reno, right near downtown. Plenty of shuttles are coming from the casinos. Great partners that we have in success with our sponsors. You can take a cab, get off the freeway right there, Livestock Event Center, and you can find more information at renorodeo.com or on our Facebook at Reno Rodeo. And, you know, of course, we'll love to post this conversation on our stuff, too.
Oh, well, definitely. I'm going to have the Reno Rodeo website posted on Traveling with Francois. So even though folks might have missed it this year, they can plan for next year.
Absolutely.
And they can see what you do and how you help the community and what a great, great event. Since 1919, folks, I mean, I just love the history involved. Okay, Steve, now you're a longtime resident here of Reno. Reno has put $1 billion in it to revamp itself. It's now special events capital of the world. Has so much going on here. What do you think of the new Reno?
I think so much of it, I moved back. So I grew up here, and of course every kid when they hit 18 says, I'm out of here, I can't stand it, this is the wrong place, I don't want to be here. The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence. Went away to California to college, raised a family, and decided in 1999 I wanted to start a business. And in looking at the reality, one, of the business climate in California versus Nevada, we chose to move here to Nevada, start several businesses here in the community that we have. But, you know, I remember the days when the freeway would stop at Del Monte. That's as far south as you could get on 395. I remember some of the old shops and stores that were here and more pastures than homes. And the whole burgeoning northeast corridor up in Sparks of Spanish Springs and the golf courses out there. Those things didn't exist. So now they do. And it's great to see that people have embraced this community because, again, we live in a wonderful place. And that right next to us, right in our back door, we've got Lake Tahoe and amazing recreation.
Steve, thank you so much. I really enjoyed it. Okay, folks, we're going to step aside for a moment. We'll be right back. Traveling with Francois from Reno, Nevada.
NBC News Radio, I'm Kristen Welker at the White House. Edward Snowden, a former contractor for the National Security Agency who has been charged with espionage, was allowed to leave Hong Kong today because officials there say the U.S. extradition request did not comply with the law. NBC's Ian Williams is in Hong Kong.
It blamed that on American paperwork, saying the request from Washington for what's called a provisional arrest warrant didn't fully comply with Hong Kong law and had to be sent back for more information. Now, that has surprised many legal experts here because normally these requests for provisional arrest warrants are more of a formality.
Ecuador says it has received a petition for asylum from Edward Snowden, who is being advised by lawyers provided by WikiLeaks. Six jurors have been chosen to hear the evidence in the murder trial of George Zimmerman. He is accused of the 2012 shooting death of 17-year-old Trayvon Martin. Trial opens tomorrow in Sanford, Florida. This is NBC News Radio.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-725-4429. 1-800-725-4429. That's 1-800-725-4429. 1-800-725-44.
Financial words of wisdom with Market Wrap host Mo Ansari.
Bubble, bubble everywhere. Bubbles are what everybody's looking for now. Anything moves up now. Oh my God, it's a bubble. We've got a bubble in bonds. We've got a bubble in real estate. We've got a bubble in the stock market. It's gone up. People get off the bubble thing, please.
It's financial food for thought on your drive home. Market Wrap with Mo Ansari.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1294. 800-965-1294. 800-965-1294.
This is the 10th anniversary season of Power Baseball, and the boys of summer are back in action with games 5 nights a week featuring all kinds of great promotions. Tuesday is 2 for Tuesday, Wednesday is dollar admission, and Friday is dollar beer. Saturday is all kids 12 and under get in for $2, and every Sunday, the Power has great giveaways to the first 200 fans through the games. All game times are 7.05 p.m., and Palm Springs Stadium features the largest misting system in the valley that will keep you cool all night long. So come on out. We look forward to seeing you at the ballpark.
We want to hear from you. Tell us what you think on the contact page of MoneyRadio1200.com.
Enjoy a true Palm Springs workout at Knott's Fitness Point Health Club. We have a cardio room, a weight room, and offer a variety of classes. What sets our tone is our indoor-outdoor pool with therapeutic jets. The pool maintains a comfortable 80 degrees all year round. We also have a soothing jacuzzi, warm sauna, and relaxing steam room. Fitness Point is located next to Knott's Soak City Water Park in Palm Springs. For more info about Fitness Point, call 760-325-8155 or check out our Knott's Fitness Point Facebook page. If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The ARP Auto Insurance Program from Hartford is now available through Desert Empire Insurance in the Coachella Valley since 1925. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members at Desert Empire Insurance at 760-360-4700. That's 760-360-4700. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Take Money Radio with you everywhere. Streaming live at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Well, it's raining down in Houston. I got a hole in both my shoes. Baby, put me on the streets.
All right. Welcome back to Travel with Francois, coming to you from the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa in Reno, Nevada. And I know Valley was loving that country music, and I could see her rocking it out in the station back there. Well, now we're switching gears, okay? We've been to the rodeo. Now we're going to go to one of the very, very large, exciting golf events here in Reno. It is the Reno Tahoe Open at Montreux Golf Club, and it's just... Wow. What can I say? I'm going to let Chris Hoff, the tournament director, tell us all about it. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you, Francois. I appreciate being here. And thanks, Steve, for a great interview. The 15th annual Reno Tahoe Open is coming up July 29 through August 4 up at Montreux Golf and Country Club. 132 of the best golf professionals in the world will be here. They compete in the Stableford scoring format, which is a little different than every other week that people see on tour. If there's golf fans out there, they remember back to the international event in Castle Pines in Colorado. They played in the Stableford format. We brought it back 2 years ago. Actually, last year was the first year. Players absolutely loved it. So this will be our second year of the Stableford, but the 15th year of the tournament. So we're very excited. We're about 30, 35 days away.
Well, and it is the format is so different. It makes it very exciting for even the players.
Yes,
the players love this tournament because they've been kind of beat up at the U.S. Open. All this has been happening. So now they get to go in with this new format. And now how many players are in the field?
There's 132 players.
132, okay.
Yep. And you're exactly right about the relaxed environment. You know, they've had a grueling summer between the U.S. Open, the British Open, and they come out to Reno. The casinos are great hosts to them. They have a fantastic time. Montreux Golf and Country Club, if you haven't been there, when you're out there, you would have no clue that you're in Reno or that you're in Nevada at all. There are pine trees hundreds of feet tall. It's right on the tree line as you're headed up to North Lake Tahoe. So the elevation is about 5,000 feet. So the guys are just bombing it out there. You know, 350, 400-yard drives are not unheard of out there. And the stable format with the risk-reward really encourages them to go for shots that they probably wouldn't normally.
Well, and folks with us is Chris Hoff. He is a tournament director of the Reno Tahoe Open. And you're right about the going for it and the excitement because the analysts love this tournament because they're always, you know, how far is that ball going to fly? How far is it going to go? And the scenery is spectacular. It really is gorgeous. And in relations here to Reno, you said it's not that far away. It's kind of right in the middle between Reno and Tahoe?
Yeah, exactly. You know, from where we are here at the Atlantis, it would take me probably 20 minutes to get there. So it's not that far at all. We've got some great partners here in town, the Atlantis, the Eldorado, other casino partners here that help us put on a great event.
And the players like to get out. This is a really comfortable area for the players once they have played to be able to come out. And they are in the casinos. They are around town. They're, like I say, a more relaxed atmosphere.
Very much.
And they look forward. They bring the family.
Yeah.
Everybody's coming up to Reno.
We're middle of the summer, so the kids are out of school. So, you know, there is the gaming aspect of it, but it is a very family-friendly event. And we have a lot of guys that come out with their wives and their kids. Some of them rent houses up at the lake. It's really neat to see.
Okay. And again, folks, this is Chris Hoff. He is the tournament director of the Reno Tahoe Open at Montreux. Now, describe the golf course at Montreux. I know you talked a little bit about the trees and the elevation, but this is for the visitor coming into town. Of course, what we see on TV is set up for the pros. But when you have the visitors coming into town, What type of golf course are they going to find at Montreux?
Montreux, it's a Jack Nicklaus signature design golf course. It opened up in 1997, I believe. It's part of a housing community. The houses up there, you know, Montreux, French-themed, all of the houses carry on that same architecture. So the golf course is immaculate. It's a very challenging golf course. And then once you get outside of the golf course, the homes and the clubhouse, it's just stunning up there. And again, you wouldn't know that you're in Northern Nevada when you're out there.
And this is open to the public.
It is a private golf course.
It's a private golf course. Okay, so you need to know someone to get in there to play.
You do, and I really would like to thank all of the members at Montreux for having us there. You know, we do take their golf course for a week, but we do get it in fantastic shape, and it's just a great venue.
And folks, you can go for more information about the Reno Tahoe Open, which is happening July 29th through August 4th. You can go to the website, renotahoeopen.com. Very, very simple. This will be posted on Traveling with Francois, so in case you're just not writing any of this down, or you can give them a call at 775-322-3900. But the website and information will be on Traveling with Francois. Now, you have a lot of the notables that come in. You have an event happening before, the day before the Reno Tahoe opens. It is the 4th annual Barrick Gold Women's Day, and Annika Sorenstam, I hear, is going to be in town for
this.
She
is, yes. She joined us last year. She's going to come back this year. It's the Sunday before the event. We have about 250 ladies from the area come out. Annika puts on a clinic. We have a little auction. We have a dinner for them. And it really is a nice kickoff to the week. And everything that we do at the Reno Tahoe from Women's Day on is charity-minded at the end of the day. And all of our net proceeds go to charity. And through 14 years, we've given over $2.5 million to charity. And the Barrick Gold Women's Day is just one example of that. The Children's Cabinet is a local organization that benefits specifically from Women's Day. But again, over $2.5 million to area charities. And the PGA Tour overall, that is their mantra, is giving back. And I believe the PGA Tour gives back more money than the NBA, NFL, and Major League Baseball combined. So it's a great organization to be involved with.
They do a great job. Now, ticket sales, are they going to have the gallery to a limited number of spectators, or tickets still available?
Tickets are still available, and that's the great thing about golf tournaments, Francois, with the exception of, you know, like the U.S. Opens or whatnot, we really can't sell out. We have a lot of room out there. Last year, we had close to 65,000 people out there for the week. We're hoping to get over 70, 75,000 this year, and the weather out here that time of year is perfect. You're a little bit higher elevation than you are here in town, so the weather's going to be about 7 or 8 degrees cooler, and there's big trees, so there's a ton of shade. You grab a cold beer, grab a water, walk around. It's just great.
And have a great time. Again, the website, folks, is renotahoeopen.com. Buy those tickets now and come up to Reno and experience all that is new here. This event has been around for a long time. It went away. It came back to Reno, which I have to say, this is like the third or fourth person I talked to that moved away from Reno and has moved back. Now, Chris, I'm putting you on the spot. You were in Reno. You lived in Reno a long time.
Correct.
You moved away.
Did.
And you just came back 2 years ago.
Just came back, actually, about a month ago. I was with the Reno Tahoe Open the first 6 years of the event, went away to run another event, and the tour called me a couple months ago and said, hey, we have an opening at the director for the RTO. Do you want to come back? And my wife and I, we loved it here. Still have a lot of good friends here. And we said, hey, let's do it. So we're back, and we're really enjoying it.
Well, and that's what we're trying to get to the folks in Southern California and in Arizona, Mark, and actually all over the world that are going to tap onto this show and listen to it. Reno has changed with this billion-dollar facelift. It is everywhere you see. The demographics changed completely. Fresh new buildings, the Truckee River, the Riverwalk area.
Downtown area, the downtown. New restaurants. It's really impressive.
So when did you know all this before you came back, or you came back just because you loved Reno?
A little of both. Loved working with the PGA Tour, loved doing the event here and all that it does for charity. But we'd also heard that Reno was really turning a corner, really revitalizing a lot of the areas that needed it. And it's evident. You drive around that downtown area, you see the new restaurants down there, you see the new buildings going in. The baseball stadium downtown, we went to our first baseball game last night. What a great area.
Well, I'm so glad to hear it. Chris. Chris Hoff, thank you so much for being with us. Your event coming up, the Reno Tahoe Open, July 29th through August 4th. You can get those tickets right now. Chris will be there wandering around. I'm sure you're going to be.
Will
be all
Absolutely.
Over the place.
Yes.
And glad that you're back in Reno.
Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. And
thanks
have
for
fun
having
with
me.
The upcoming tournament. You're going to have
Thank
great
you very
time.
Much.
Thank you. All right, folks. So, again, the Reno Tahoe Open is happening July 29th through August 4th. Go to the website, renotahoeopen.com, or give them a call, 775-322-3900. It's a phenomenal event. The pros love it. Everyone loves it. Beautiful area. You can't beat it. What can I say? All right. On that note, we're going to step aside. When we come back, we're going to find out about dining in Reno. There's a lot of restaurants here, a lot of options, all sorts of great stuff happening. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa in Reno, Nevada. We'll be right back.
Learn more about Money Radio day or night at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs, from my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie. Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey in Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there.
You don't need the luck of the Irish to find great food in the valley. Instead, visit Riley's Irish Pub and Restaurant in their new location on Day Palm near Gerald Ford in Cathedral City. Known for their delicious daily specials, Riley's is the oldest established Irish pub in the valley and have been family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Great food, friendly atmosphere, and now open in their new location on Day Palm near Gerald Ford in Cathedral City. Riley's Irish Pub and Restaurant. Call to find out what today's special is. 760-324-9600.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
Is it time for a change? Then visit Jason David Hair Studio in Palm Desert and let Ryan English create a style that's right for you. Jason David Hair Studio is located in the Ralph Shopping Center on Cook and Country Club with plenty of parking and easy to find. Call now to schedule an appointment with Ryan at 760-340-5959. That's 760-340-5959. Walk-ins are welcome, scheduled appointments preferred, because it's all about the look.
It's Business for Breakfast with Marshall Gilbert tomorrow morning at 8 on Money Radio 1200.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from Reno, Nevada. We are at the Atlantis Casino Resort and Spa. And before we go, before we find out about dining, we can, you can never say enough about dining. I want to thank our sponsors, Desert Arc Attire in Palm Desert. I give them a shout out. Also, Ambrosia Pet Deli in Palm Desert as well. And all their information is on the website, Traveling with Francoise, and Post Chip and Rancho Mirage. I want to thank them for being part of the show. And as always, you know, they're out there to help you. So make sure you take advantage of all their services. But joining us now is Ben McDonald. In fact, we had a wonderful dinner last night, and he is with the Reno Tahoe Convention and Visitors Bureau. Welcome, Ben, to the
Thank you very much.
Show. You were on the golf show yesterday, so but we didn't talk about dining that much. We talked about the renovation here, the new Reno, the all seasons, one 1,000 Reasons, the tagline, everything going on here. And we're going to talk more about that in the next hour with the president of the CVB. But you are here. We're going to talk food.
Yes.
Food in Reno.
One of my favorite topics.
Yeah. Food in Reno. So now let's do an overall dining in. Let's start downtown Reno. We were there last night at Campo.
Right. I mean, I think you have a great variety here now. In the last 3 or 4 years, things have really taken off. Some of the areas that were struggling to get some momentum are now finally filling in, and the businesses there are staying. And you've got places like Campo, where we ate last night. The chef, Mark Este, is a finalist for James Beard Award this year. The restaurant was one of Esquire's top 20 restaurants, new restaurants, in 2012. So you've got places like that. The River Room, which is right there along the Truckee River, just like Campo is down there. Fuego, which is a really nice little tapas bar. Great food, you know, small little bites, small selections, but fantastic dining right along the river. La Familia is right next door to Fuego. Italian, fine Italian food. They just moved up from the Midtown area. They've been here for over 30 years, La Familia, and moved up into a new location to get a little bit closer to downtown. So you have a lot of variety in a small area, and then you head just a little bit south into Midtown, and your choices expand even further.
Well, last night I noticed when we were at Campo, again, I keep going back to this because I want people to realize that Reno just it has changed so much. Along the Truckee River there, that is one of the hip, trendy places to be.
Oh, yeah.
You had all ages there, people water rafting, you know, on inner tubes down the Truckee River. There were people in kayaks. There were people swimming. And then there are those up along the river's edge at the restaurant like Campo that had all the outdoor seating. Everybody's hanging around, all ages. You had just a really nice, diverse mix now that's going around and enjoying all this. Now, I did run into some folks that live in Reno, and they were doing something that they were having a ball at. It was the pub crawl. Is that what was going? Because you had the blues festival going on.
Yeah, we had a couple things going on. We had the barbecue blues and brews festival right in downtown. They shut off a couple blocks of downtown Reno every year for some live music, great food. But we also do pub crawls every month. And we also do wine walks every month down by the river as well. So it gives you a really good opportunity. You pay a very small price. You get a cup, you can mix and match, go from about 20 to 30 different nice little boutique retail shops and local pubs and bars and some restaurants. Go in, sample, you know, their home brew for that week or that month, or, you know, if you're on the wine walk, go sample some of their favorite varietals, and then, you know, drink it down and move on. And, of course, these aren't, you know, 12-ounce pours or 6-ounce pours of wine, you know, these are smaller tastes, but for the price, it's a really great value, a really great way to see the downtown area and mingle with some of the locals here who are about 99.9% really friendly.
Oh, very, very friendly. Because I was taking a lot of photographs. I would probably look like a tourist because I want to be the tourist. I want to wander around like all our visitors are going to be doing when they come to Reno that haven't been here, that have either never been here or have not been here in 20 years. They're going to be completely blown away at all the changes. But I had several people want to know, what am I doing? What was I doing? And I told them we were doing a radio show. And you know what? Every single one of them said, we are so happy to know that you're spreading the word about how beautiful. Look around. Look how gorgeous this area is. So, and what Reno in general, what's happening. So you can go to the website, folks. Visit RenoTahoe.com right now and look at the website, which Ben McDonald is from the CVB, Convention Visitors Bureau. So that website, your website, will actually guide them through the different dining options and what's going on in Reno.
Yeah, if you want to check out the dining, there's a nice little option on there right at the top. You know, it says dining.
Yeah.
Click on that. It'll help you figure out what kind of foods you want to get, you know, what kind of money you want to spend on your meal. And, you know, we have such a wide variety. Visit RenoTahoe.com. You know, all of our special events are listed there. You can find a nice hotel, a nice spa, a good place to play golf. You know, when the season's right, a great place to go skiing. So it's a fantastic way on mobile or at your home to figure out what you want to do here. Yeah.
Easy way. If you're coming to Reno for the first time and you just a little, sometimes people get a little nervous because they think, oh my gosh, as much as the food here in Atlantis is fantastic, you still need to get out. You need to get
Absolutely.
Out and see what's going on. So now you have Food Truck Fridays.
Food Truck
Everyone
Fridays
loves
is great.
Food trucks now. That is like the hottest thing out there.
So April through October, and I believe this is the second or third year that we've been doing it, two Fridays per month, April to October, come out. We got about a dozen food trucks lined up right downtown. you know, variety, everything from, you know, gourmet hamburgers to Mexican food, you know, meat on a stick, anything that you want, you can get there. Pastrami sandwiches, ice cream, candy, slushies. It's a really great variety of food from some of the food trucks, which, you know, if you've never been to a big food truck festival, you might think, you know, this isn't really my scene, these trucks. But they do a really fantastic job. Some very well prepared food, and they're all you know, certified by the health board. So,
well, it's gourmet dining now.
It is.
Really is.
I mean,
in the last few years, they had the food truck challenge on the Food Network.
Yes,
and honestly, they have changed the whole image of food trucks because they really have. Now it is gourmet food that drives around. It's really a great way to dine. A lot of fun, too. There's just a camaraderie when you're out there at a food truck event. Just lots and lots of fun. So you have Food Truck Fridays. Now, you also have, you keep mentioning sushi to me. I think you're hooked on sushi. So tell me about the sushi restaurants here in Reno.
This is the crazy thing about sushi here in Reno. People think, you know, I'm in the high desert. There's, you know, no open water to be found within 400 miles. Well, they ship it in every single day here. And it's because of our resort casinos. And all you can eat sushi for lunch will run you anywhere from about $16 to $18. For dinner, as much as $25, $26. All you can eat. And not only at the casinos, but we have about 24 sushi places in town where you can go get fresh fish. And this is stuff that's been out of the water for 16, 18 hours, maybe. So some of the best sushi that you can get on the West Coast or anywhere else in the U.S. is right here in Reno, and people don't believe it.
Well, Chef, the executive chef here at Bistro Napa,
Chef Clay,
he came over to the table, and he was talking about that, actually. He was talking about the oysters and all the seafood and the cioppini.
Yes.
He said he orders it, and it is here within 24 hours.
Yes.
And it is as fresh, because they have, you know, a lot of people who are fish connoisseurs, so people who enjoy eat fish a lot,
right,
they know fresh immediately.
Oh, yeah.
And he says you cannot pull any wool over their eyes. So when we say fresh, it is fresh, and it's beautiful, delicious food. So you have the fresh fish here. You have the sushi. Now let's talk a little bit about dining in the casinos. Now that used to be, once again, I mean, all the casinos across the country have realized that they need to step it up.
Right.
And be competitive with all the fine restaurants that are outside the area, outside the casino. So dining in the casinos, there are a lot of options here with fine dining in the casinos.
Right. And one thing I want to hit on about that, if you haven't been to Nevada in a while, you can still smoke in the casino, but you can no longer smoke in a restaurant.
Oh.
So any restaurant that you're at, there's no smoking. You're not going to be bothered by that. And especially up here in Reno, our casinos are really up their game as far as the dining goes. Everybody's got a buffet, and it's got to be great, or nobody's going to go. But most of our resorts have 7 to 9 other restaurants, whether it's a cafe, a coffee shop with pastries, Italian restaurants, fine dining steakhouses, seafood houses, like Bistro Napa is primarily a seafood restaurant. That's what they specialize in. The steakhouses are phenomenal. Peppermill, Atlantis, El Dorado, Grand Sierra has a Charlie Palmer steakhouse.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, these are big name restaurateurs that are coming into town and putting their mark here. Now, you know, it's not Vegas where you have a Wolfgang Puck in 7 casinos, and you know, but you do have some celebrity chefs running around town opening restaurants. And let me tell you, the chefs that are in-house at these casinos are certified. You know, the guy here that you were talking about, Chef Clay, he goes to CIA every single year. He's been going for 20 years. These guys work with the best in the business, and they do a fantastic job. You will not be disappointed with the fine dining at your resort casinos here.
No, because you have a lot of locals.
Yes.
They come in at Napa Bistro Napa. There are, he said, his clientele is 50-50.
Yes.
He gets just as many locals because it is so delicious, and the restaurant is beautiful. The restaurant and all over the casinos are just gorgeous. So definitely the place to don't. You can think outside the casinos, but you can also eat inside the casino. And I want to mention gelato. And I'm not going to say anymore. All right. Use your imagination, folks. Yes, I haven't gone on the scale since I've been here. So, and quickly, barbecue. I see barbecue all over. I think it's just go back to the Western roots, the history. You have to have barbecue in Reno.
You know, we do chicken wing festivals. We do barbecue festivals. The biggest one is, in fact, one of the biggest ones in the country. The Best in the West Nugget Rib Cook-Off comes up every August, toward the end of August. We have about 30 barbecuers come from around the country to compete for best ribs. We go through over 200 tons of ribs in a 5 or 6 day period. About 500,000 people go through downtown Sparks within that week. We've got live music, vendors, games, you know, little retailers. But the main event is the ribs, and everybody has to use the same ribs. They buy the ribs, they use their own rub, do whatever it is they want to do, and pretty much anybody can be a judge.
Lots of napkins.
Yes, lots of napkins, lots of corn, lots of fry bread.
Oh, well, it sounds, now I'm hungry. Now, Ben McDonald, you have made me hungry. And, of course, you are with the Reno Tahoe CBB. Reno, I love your slogan, your tagline, all seasons, a thousand reasons. We don't have time to go through all the thousands of reasons.
No, certainly not.
But in the next hour, we're going to find out more about the area, how it's booming, how it's changed, what's happening, all sorts of great things coming up. And we'll find out also about the Atlantis here, right here that we're at. So,
fantastic.
Ben, thank you so much for being with us, sharing your culinary experience. And last night dinner was fabulous. I had risotto with garlic and fresh pork in it and some specialty cheese and all sorts of stuff. Okay, folks, we're going to have to step aside. I'm sorry to say we have to step aside briefly for the news. You have to hear the news. When we come back, so much more from Reno, Nevada. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200. We will be right back.